throughout the day, and it's going to be so important to get the continuing updates on the track conditions. Dwayne joins us this morning. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Michael. Underwater down here on the peninsula, so I'm wondering if it's the same at the valley.
Well, we just had Marty signing on. He said that at the moment it's borderline soft 6, most likely heading towards a soft 7, because this band of rain they were expecting to have passed through by now is probably going to be there until 11 o'clock. So he's still hopeful that if it's just in the soft 7 range, it may upgrade with some wind later in the day to a soft 6, but it's definitely going to be rain affected. How does the Valley track play when you get into that soft 6, soft 7 range, especially after we had that meeting last night?
Yeah, it would have been okay if it had rained and this band gone through and it stopped. It's just when it rains through the meeting that the track seems to deteriorate quite quickly. So it's very rare that you see them start scouting wide though at the valley and looking for better ground. It seems to be pretty even across. They just slowly creep up the track then like a Flemington head straight to the outside fence or something like that. So the track play is pretty even, but I did send Marty Sonnen a message last night asking him whether there was a hole in the dam. The times that they were running, they were just off the charts. So, it was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there, and then this rain's come. So he's had a horror 2 days of sport.
What can happen to a track when it goes from one extreme to the other? Like, it was like a tarmac last night, judging by the times. Then the rain comes and does something. When you get a tale of two tracks so close together, what does that tend to do, Dwayne? What can that do?
Well, we're not that far away from when we called them off. We had that rain that came at the valley that night meeting, and we had to call the last few races off. So because the base has got enough water in it now, it just seems to sit on top there, and that was the issue last time. So hopefully that's not their issue today and we can get through the meeting.
And the track itself, Dwayne, it looks as if that rain stops probably right on the first race, no rain through the course of the meeting, it's got to be a massive difference to rain during the course of the meeting.
Yeah, certainly. If it gets time to get off the track, settles down. But I don't know what it's been. The last, few meetings we had, they had that Ballarat meeting transferred there and it was really heavy. And then we followed that up with about a fortnight afterwards. The track at Moonee Valley has been playing a lot heavier than what it has in the past, whether it's not quite draining as well. It's been down for quite a while now and they're probably looking to reshape the track before they renovate it. So it is playing a lot heavier than what it has in the past.
So what will happen? So we get to race 18, the track's chopping out, there's a lot of traffic to the inside. By the time we get to the Cox Plate, I know we're speculating, but tactically and the way the track might play, how do you expect this Cox Plate to play?
Yeah, it's going to be different. I'd expect them to be getting wider down the side by the school. I'd say that inside's got to be cast by the time the Cox Plate comes around with that much traffic on it. They've got to be starting to make their runs a little bit wider on the track. Does that give you an opportunity to duck and go left and try and cut the corner and come back out again? This race has a lot of intrigue in it. I think the first 50 to 100 metres of this race is going to set up for the final event down the home straight. It's just there's so many variables with horses that could go forward or could go back, and I presume that most of the guys will be sitting there waiting for these first few races to unfold and see if there's some sort of pattern emerging, and then they can get on the back of that and hopefully structure their race around what they think this track's doing and the best way to ride it.
It is now officially a soft 7. Marty Sonnen has just let us know, and the rain is still falling. That is the big question, Dwayne. What do you think Damien Oliver will do on the favourite, Russian Camelot, from the outside barrier?
Yeah, it all looks like it's how his horse handles the barriers again. Well, hopefully he doesn't play up and he steps well. I'd be expecting Damien to be going forward into the hot spot, hoping to slot in third or fourth. I think if you watch the replay again of him last time at Caulfield, Damien thought he had those leaders covered. He was letting him cruise and he didn't pick up the way he thought. So I think with the track being rain affected, I think that brings his horse right into the race. I think he's got a great chance now. As well documented, Armory, obviously the class horse, the best horse in the race, but there is that cloud of what was actually wrong with the horse and is it going to transpire into his performance on race day.
So there was a horse that you had an opportunity of picking in today's Cox Plate, Dwayne. Who would it be?
Yeah, Armory was, as I said, the class horse of the race, but I'm just, I have that concern that the stablemate was scratched and what sort of issues are there. But I think by horses like Russian Camelot now and Probabil are the two horses that really stand out to me that get their chance now. The rain's there. You know, there's question mark about other horses' fitness and soundness. And I think these two horses have done nothing wrong. The other two horses, I reckon, will be fighting at the finish.
I'm a bit surprised that the three-year-old Grand Slam is so prominent in the market, and I feel that the good judges this morning are tipping him to run a sort of a bold race. Is he going to be a help to himself? Is he going to be some sort of a chance and run the race at a good gallop, or is he potentially going to be a hindrance given his lack of profile? Could he be a traffic jam potentially, Grand Slam?
I think what they'll be looking at is the history of three-year-olds in this race have been outstanding. His run style is going to be right up on the speed for a long way. But I do question his ability to be up like an All Too Hard or a Piero or something like that. I just think he might be the next level down below those sort of horses which have gone to this race and run extremely well. So what I'd say is he's got a good run style, he's got a good three-year-old profile, but I just question mark whether he's got the quite enough talent to carry it all the way to the wire.
Do you give a horse you know well, Master of Wine, any chance now with the rain falling?
Definitely rain helps. Barrier One's a question mark now, and see what happens around him. I think he can be ridden. Twice he's been ridden close to the speed and twice he's failed, so I think they know that. I just probably the weight for age scales against him today. He's carrying, you know, level weights with some of these horses, which he got a bonus off the other day. So I think this is a good ploy to go forward into a Melbourne Cup, no doubt, with a good run today and go into the Melbourne Cup with no weight. I think that would be their ultimate goal, I would have thought.
And is Arcadia Queen now up against it with the rain in your mind?
I think much better horse with on top of the ground with acceleration. She's had a couple of runs on soft tracks and failed. I think what we did see last start with the bar plates coming off, obviously she's a lot sounder. That again today brings her into the race, but I would just like to see her on top of the ground to be able to probably perform at her best to be a winner race like this.
Dwayne, it is going to be great to get your insights throughout the day on the spring ticket. So many other great races, intriguing races, a few small fields, but we've got the lead into the Derby as well. So we'll look forward to having your input throughout the day, Dwayne.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Let's hope the rain stops and it's an even playing field.
Good on you, Dwayne. Dwayne Dunn, champion jockey, joining us. And we'll catch up with James Winks a little later. And it'll be fascinating to get his insight because he has been the man who has been working with Sir Dragonet ever since he arrived here in Australia. So he knows that horse better than anyone.